Well, folks, as we're finishing out the show, we are going to open our inbox, and we have the fabulous Candace Waters here to answer today's question, which is a very practical and specific one, but I think it's an interesting one. So, Candace, welcome.
Thanks, Lisa. I'm eager to hear it.
All right. Our listener says, when I was in college, I knew a couple who were dating and got married. They had two kids before the woman died of cancer. It's been nearly 2 years since her passing. I'm interested in the guy, and I think he may be interested in me. I've sent gifts to the kids. He lives in another state. Is there any way I could let him know that I'm interested? Yeah, it's a tough one.
No, not really. I don't think that there really is a good way for you, dear listener, to let him know you're interested. Not if your goal is to satisfy your desire to express your interest and to achieve your hopes of dating him and possibly stepping into this vacancy that his wife has left. So you may have heard, Lisa, my emphasis on your. I think that the woman is really focused on her desires, and I've known several women in a situation where it looks like such a ready-made situation. You know, you knew a guy, and he was awesome, and he got married, and then his wife died, and you can't help but feel empathy and sympathy and all the emotion. And it's really easy for women to let themselves go emotionally and mentally into that space of thinking, I can step in and become his wife, his lover, his helper, mother to these children. I mean, it's just a ready-made family, and I've been longing for a husband and for children. Surely this must be just straight from the hand of God, and okay, I got to let him know it. Well, I think that's a dangerous way to proceed. Really, Hollywood has oversimplified these situations and made it look like it's just an easy, you know, Tom Hanks meets Meg Ryan, and all the wounds and heartaches healed, and they, you know, go off into the sunset happily ever after in Sleepless in Seattle. It's just so much more complicated than that. So I've had several friends who have tried to go this route and failed miserably at it. It didn't go well. There wasn't the making there of a good relationship. But I've also had friends where they have met a guy whose wife died, and they welcomed, the man welcomed the woman, and it actually led to marriage, and it was a remarkably redemptive story. And so I'm not saying that this can't happen. I just think how she proceeds is so important. And the fact that she lives far out of town and has made some overtures to the kids, I would say at this point, stop and kind of assess, okay, how has he responded to those gifts? What is the nature of your existing friendship? Is there anything there to go on? And really be kind with him and reach out to him in ways that are appropriate to your existing relationship, not in ways that you hope it will be. So you have to really put your heart against trying to relate to him as his already girlfriend, or, you know, with this in the back of your mind of, oh, if you just see what promise this has, what potential this has. You have to be really, I think, even more guarded, because he's very vulnerable, but you're also, as the woman, vulnerable to your, you know, just kind of letting your mind go. Mm-hmm. And thinking that you're at a place where you may not really be at all. They don't even live in the same town, so they don't have any natural opportunities to interact. And so I think you've got to really work within your existing relationship. She has made some moves to let him know she's out there. She knows that his wife has died, and I think she's done enough, and now it's a matter of waiting and praying, but really resisting the urge to pursue him. If this has any hope of happening, he has to pursue her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is like totally the hardest part for women, because that's where it just gets crazy making, because we want to, you know, orchestrate something. So it's kind of like, you know, I mean, and of course, but it's exactly as you're saying, it's like he knows where to find her. He knows, you know, he knows the situation. It's kind of just one of those sit back and wait and pray and, you know, and see what God does. This is where we have to believe that God truly can make something happen if it's meant to happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And two, I would say don't stalk. Be very mindful not to spend all your time on Facebook watching his every move and imagining how everything might, you know, dovetail nicely into the romance that you've got in your mind. It's so tempting. But if the Lord's going to do it, he doesn't need her help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He is all-powerful. He can bring this about. And, you know, I think it might even be worth having your mentor or, you know, really close godly friend hold you accountable on this and pray with you that you don't make it an obsession.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I don't mean that in a, you know, clinical term, in a clinical sense. I just mean don't make this the focus of you. Like, keep on living the life God's given you right in front of you. And if he wants, especially the fact that she's already sent gifts to the kids, he knows how to find her. Mm-hmm. It's just time now to pray and just to wait.
Yeah. All right. Well, Candace, thanks so much for weighing in on that. Folks, again, answers like this question, as well as other resources that we have, are available at boundless.org. So we want to make sure you pop over there and see what else is available. Of course, you can also send us your question for a future show as well, or comment on this one. I mean, we've got the blog there, so that's a lot of fun to see how folks are resonating with the content. So do that, and we will see you around next week. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.